A warehouse has been opened in Redruth to redirect waste food to food banks. Now, it's been set up by Camborne Food Bank, an organisation that has served tens of thousands of meals to families and individuals in hard-pressed times. Camborne Food Bank organiser Don Gardner spoke to businesses just before Christmas at Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, where a load of non-perishables were donated, along with hands-on help. Now, Don Gardner's been speaking to me.
In the new year, I am taking a warehouse in Cardew Industrial Estate, and we're going to start a new division of food bank, which is called Food Share, and it will be looking at taking surplus food from manufacturers, late deliveries which get rejected from supermarkets, and change of operations in supermarkets, and take their food and take that into the warehouse and distribute it to all the independent food banks in the Cornwall area.
Just explain, I mean, what's going on? How are food businesses wasting their food?
It's a combination. You'll find that a supermarket will order some goods, maybe the lorry will have a blowout on the way, and the lorry is late and misses his delivery slot. If he misses his delivery slot, the whole lorry will get rejected. And that food will go to landfill, and we have figures that says that 5,000 tonnes a day of food goes to landfill because of things like this. Perhaps the barcode is stamped on the wrong side of the box. Might be loaded wrongly in the lorry. It might be a split packet, but it'll all get dumped. And we're trying to mop that up and use it because it's perfectly good food.
And there are other things you deal with as well, you know, the nappies, medical sort of things like, well, toothbrushes, yeah. Things like that. Yeah. Just tell me about, you know, very, very simple things that you'd have thought, oh, well, that can't be a problem.
Yes, I was given a load of toothbrushes. That was because they changed the colour of the bristles and they were not allowed to keep the old colour on the shelves. And I had 1,500 toothbrushes given to me. We get change of colour of packaging. We get toiletries that way. I mean, they'll last forever. There's no sell-by date on them. But they just dump them because someone has pressed a button and said, you don't sell them in a green packet anymore.
And this is actually going to really needy people. Just tell me about the growth you've seen in the amount of need in the Camborne Paul Redruth area.
Yeah, since we started 2.5 years ago, in the first 18 months, we provided 1,700 meals. And up in the first 10 months of this year, we have provided 40,000 meals.
I mean, that really goes to show that the levels of poverty that are happening now in this part of Cornwall.
Oh, the levels of poverty in Cornwall is absolutely frightening, and Camborne Pool and Redruth is in the top 10 of poverty in the whole of Europe. And with the new government cuts which are coming in the new year, it's going to be even worse. And it's been designated that the largest area of poverty to be hit with the new government cuts is actually in Pool.
Now, we've got a government MP, George Eustace. What sort of talks have you been having with him about, you know, getting across to him the desperation around?
George is a great supporter of the food banks, but he's only one voice in the wilderness. And I know he is a great supporter of the food banks, but how do you get it through to central government when you're only one man?